This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karm Yogi Saptah National Learning Week in New Delhi today. During the week, each Karm Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. The mission Karm Yogi was launched in September 2020, aimed to promote citizen-centric governance with the help of a robust digital ecosystem. During the week, each Karm Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of her visit to Malawi as part of her trip to three African nations, held bilateral meetings with her counterpart, Lazarus Chakwera, yesterday. 4 MOUs were signed between India and Malawi after delegation-level talks. As a goodwill gesture, India is giving 1,000 metric tons of rice and Bhabatron cancer treating machine to Malawi. President Murmu has also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement center in Malawi. Meanwhile, the visit will conclude today as the president will leave for New Delhi from Malawi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Sikar in Rajasthan today. During the visit, the Vice President will preside as chief guest at the Silver Jubilee annual function of Sobha Sariya Group of Institutions in Sikar. The seat-sharing formula among the allies of the NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Hemant Biswa Sarma said, the BJP will fight for 68 seats while 10 seats have been allocated to the All Jharkhand Students Union Party. 2 seats, Jamshedpur West and Tamar, have been given to Janata Dal United, and 1 seat in Chatra has been allocated to the Chirag Paswan-led LJP. On the other hand, the India bloc is engaged in hectic parleys with their allies to decide on the seat-sharing formula. With the issuance of the notification, the filing of nomination papers for the first phase of the assembly elections began yesterday. Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri has asserted that the market size of the Indian chemicals and petrochemicals sector is expected to grow to approximately $300 billion by 2025. The current market size of the sector is $220 billion. The minister was addressing the roundtable on petrochemicals during IndiaChem 2024 in Delhi yesterday. India and Saudi Arabia held a review meeting on the work of the Political, Security, Social and Cultural Committee of the Strategic Partnership Council in New Delhi yesterday. The Indian delegation was led by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, while the Saudi delegation was led by Deputy Minister of Political Affairs Dr. Saud Al-Sati. The External Affairs Ministry said the two sides also discussed bilateral matters, regional and global issues of mutual interest. U.S. President Joe Biden said that there is a possibility of working towards a ceasefire in Lebanon, but it will be harder to achieve in Gaza. He made the comments during his one-day visit to Berlin, where he held talks with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The leaders condemned Iran's strike on Israel and also underlined the need to work towards U.N. Security Council Resolution 1701 to end war in Lebanon. Meanwhile, the leaders of the United States, Germany, France and the United Kingdom voiced their commitment to support Ukraine in a joint statement after their meeting in Berlin yesterday. In cricket, India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 231 for 3 against New Zealand on day 4 of first test in Bengaluru this morning. Sarfaraz Khan, unbeaten on 70 runs, was at the crease at stumps on day 3 yesterday. Virat Kohli scored a stable 70 but lost his wicket to Glenn Phillips on the last ball of the innings. The hosts are currently trailing by 125 runs against the visitors. For New Zealand, Ajaz Patel took 2 wickets while Glenn Phillips took 1. Earlier in the day, the visitors posted a huge total of 402 runs in their first innings. India are currently at the top of the World Test Championship standings while New Zealand is in 6th place. And in the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand have stormed into the final, defeating West Indies by 8 runs in the second semi-final at Sharjah in UAE last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.